Michael Franti, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good. Oh my God! Congratulations on your new record. It sounds great. Well,
thank you.
Big day
thank
for you guys.
It's a big day, and yeah, we've been out here. We showed the film here in Sundance last night, and you know, it's just been a year really of putting all these things together, and they finally came out today. And Sara had sent me a note. She's like, "Yeah, now we have three babies." Taj first, and then the album, and then the film. But it's the whole album is all about how we hold on to our humanity during challenging times like the ones that we're living in right now. So all the songs on the record are really uplifting songs, and you know, like Hooman was saying, there's some songs that are slow and tender, and then there's some songs that are, you know, more like what you'd expect from me, really upbeat and energetic. But they all came from me making this film, which is about how I wake up every day and I go, man, this world is such a mess. I read my phone and I get bummed out. But then I travel out through the world and I meet people who inspire me. And, you know, throughout my whole adult life, I've battled depression and anxiety. And I get out in the world and I meet people who are just dealing with, like, seemingly impossible odds, and they're able to find a way to get through it and still hold on to who their authentic self. And it just reminds me of, like, the power of optimism and how every day all of us wake up and we have that choice, like, do we go to the side of cynicism or do we go to the side of optimism? And this album and the film are really, like, just personal reminders to myself, like, choose optimism, choose optimism, choose optimism.
The last time you were in here, we sort of talked about battles that you've had with depression and anxiety. And it's not something that you wear on your sleeve generally. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never thought of you as think of you as one of the happiest people I know. And it's a very human thing to experience those. It's funny because I've really sort of liked the way you've explained the movie and now the way you're explaining the record. Like, it's very you. Is there a favorite song that you have on this record that we didn't play?
Well, I mean, you played a lot of the favorite ones. I'm just trying to think.
You hate all the other ones then? Okay, so
they're the worst, right?
They're the worst.
I literally love every single song on the record. There's a song that I wrote for Sara that's called Your Number One.
Aww.
And it's just kind of a fun, party song with kind of like cute lyrics, but you can maybe play the first verse and chorus of that one. But it's a song that I wrote.
Here it comes. That's cute.
That's good.
Yeah. Where's your number one? Maybe she's 1A now with Taj. How's the baby doing?
Yeah. Taj is doing awesome, man. She sent me a video because she's not out here. She's coming out here tonight. We have an event for Do It for the Love. But she sent me this video, and Taj is like lifting his head up and got his, he's like pushing up like an upward facing dog in yoga. And
nah.
I'm like, oh my God, he's like ready to start crawling.
Gonna start his sun salutations.
It happens so fast. You know, Vinny, it's just like, bam, one day you're sitting there and then the next day they've rolled off and they're wandering down the hall and you're like, where did the baby go?
It's so awesome though to watch those changes, and rolling over is one of the first ones, and then you get the crawling and the holding the head and the smiles and the laughs, and you're like, oh, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Because for a few minutes there, it doesn't feel like it. It just feels like
it's
a lot
hard.
Of noise.
It's a lot of work.
Hey, as a parent, let me ask you this question. So you're talking about staying positive. And I wonder if you attribute some of the positivity in your life to your mom, or is there someone else or is it in music that you found?
You know, it's a combination of both those things, you know. Yeah, and I talk about it a lot in the film because the film is really autobiographical too. And my mom was like the rock in my house. And during the years when my dad was in the peak of his alcoholism, my mom was really the one that kept our family together. And she last year had a stroke, and my father died from a stroke. So to see my mom go through into this, you know, having to recover, get her speech back and be able to try to talk again and be able to, you know, do some of the basic things. It's been super challenging to see her. And she taught primary education in public schools for 35 years. And every day she'd come home to us five kids, and she adopted myself and another African-American son. So there's this tiny little white lady with these two giant boys. They're like, I'm 6 foot six, and I'm, you know, we're walking down the street with her. And but my mom would, she'd come home, and we would just be ripping the house to shreds, all five of us kids. She'd come home from teaching 30 kids, and then she would get us, like, you know, chopping vegetables and get the pots all simmering, and then she'd send us out to play, and she'd say, it doesn't matter if you play with a kid who goes to a different school, if they go to a church or a mosque or a synagogue, or if they speak a different language, or they're new to our country, or have two moms or two dads, it doesn't matter. You're supposed to treat every kid that you meet the way that you expect to be treated. And if you don't, she had this wooden spoon. She'd go, Woody, the spoon is going to come after you. And so she was really the one in my life who taught me that everybody's different, and it's important to be your authentic self and be who you are, and that more, perhaps more importantly, is to embrace other people and accept them for being their authentic selves. And so that message of, like, staying human is one that she really taught me, and then I've tried to just express that through my music throughout my career.
The goodness is killing me right now. I love the message. So listen, we got to go, but you are rocking out in Sundance. Have a great time there. Good luck. Continued success with the film.
Thank you.
Good luck with the record. Michael, it's
the
always
great. The new album's
great.
Out today.
It is.
Awesome.
It's called Stay Human Volume 2. Michael Franti and Spearhead. Always great to talk to you, Michael.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for playing all the music. And
one last thing.
Listening. We love you.
One last thing. Barefoot in Sundance, or you got
right
shoes
now?
On? Or
you know, I got these pair of like Adidas indoor soccer shoes that I've had probably for 23 years. And they rarely get worn, and that's they're kind of my winter boots, because there's like 4 feet of snow out here.
Right.
And those are your winter boots. Okay. All right, Michael, great to talk to you. We'll see you soon.
Michael Franti, everybody.
Thanks, Michael. Oh, my God. Great to talk to him. How funny.
He's so wonderful.
The day that his record came on.